Well, hopefully before they even head out the door, they will have their car ready for the winter to sort of have it winterized and ready to go when it does snow. So having your equipment sufficient for winter is a necessity. Checking your battery, your antifreeze level, making sure your heater and defroster work. Sometimes people will not have their windshield wipers ready for the winter, or even having windshield wiper fluid. So a lot of those are a big bonus that will help when you're traveling out in the snowy conditions.
And there are a few other just common sense tips that people should think about, like dressing for the weather, maybe having an emergency road kit.
Definitely. You know, if you're going out in the cold conditions, be prepared there as well. If you are taking a long trip, make sure your phone is fully charged, have a full tank of gas. You might need an emergency care kit in your car, all kinds of things, jumper cables, blankets, first aid kit, be MacGyver or be a Boy Scout and be prepared.
And you encourage people to dial 511 to check current road conditions, and you have a Facebook page.
If you're traveling through Kentucky and you're wondering about what kind of roadways you'll be traveling on and their condition, snowfall and what we're doing about it and what you can expect if you're traveling there. And then we also have a Facebook page. We could put updated information about what our crews are doing and what you can expect, and highly encourage people to go on there and like us.
How much space should drivers leave for salt trucks and plows? I understand there have been some people not allowing enough space, and they don't want to spread salt on your hood.
Not only that, keeping a safe distance between a salt truck or any car, for that matter, is an important winter driving tip and skill that needs to be done. You should have at least 4 to 5 car lengths a space between you and the vehicle in front of you, if it's a salt truck or another car.
And black ice and avoiding skidding are always issues during this time of year. What advice can you give us to stay out of trouble?
Well, our goal is always to get roadways to wet pavement condition. But sometimes that wet pavement, even though it looks safe to travel on, there's that possibility of black ice, especially in the colder conditions or when the temperatures have dropped significantly. The potential black ice is out there, especially on bridges and overpasses, high elevated areas.
Don't make any sudden lane changes or brake hard in those conditions.
Exactly. That potential is out there. So always in winter driving, don't be too comfortable. Keep a safe speed. You might have to allow yourself more time to get where you're going. You might have to wait before you leave.
You can get a link to the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's Facebook page on our website at wnku.org under local news. Nancy Wood, thanks for the advice.
Thank you.